classes remain empty today as Seattle teachers continue their strike. The last time Seattle teachers went on strike over failed contract negotiations was 30 years ago in 1985. Gasoline was $1.20 a gallon, and Careless Whisper by Wham topped the Billboard chart. And KUOW's Phyllis Fletcher was in eighth grade. Little Phyllis kept a detailed diary as a kid, and she joins us now to share some of the notes she made during the 1985 strike. Phyllis, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What did you find when you were looking back through your diary?
Well, I was 13. I went to Washington Middle School, and school was supposed to start September 4th. So here's what I wrote September 2nd, a couple days before that. I left Juneau early this morning. I had been visiting my cousins. Mom says school might not start on time because the teachers are trying to strike. So I'm just going to pause here and say I don't want to say I was a completely reliable narrator there, uh-huh. because teachers probably would have said they were trying to bargain.
Right. Right.
So I checked a newspaper.
You're not the editor that you are today.
Exactly. I checked a newspaper archive last night, and at the time, some parents didn't even know in 1985 that a strike was coming. And so I think that might have affected how people talked about it.
Right. Okay, so the actual strike started on, you said, September 4th. What was your diary entry on day one of the strike?
Yes, it was. I went to the Ave with Karen and Sarah. Karen said she didn't recognize me because of my hair, no glasses, and my new outfit. That would be cool if nobody recognized me and they said stuff like, is that really you? You look so much better.
Mm-hmm.
So that's A, sad, and B, typical concerns about going back to school. But it probably was foreshadowing of things that were probably a pain for my mother. So sorry, Mom.
Right.
So, yeah, 1 week into the strike, Wednesday, September 11th, I watched a lot of TV today. I talked on the phone a lot, too. Then the next day, Thursday, September 12th, nothing much happened today. I was supposed to go to Pay and Save, but I didn't. I wish school would start. My life is getting into a rut. All I do is watch TV and talk on the phone. I'll gain 20 pounds in my thighs if school doesn't start soon.
Mm-hmm.
So, very typical. 13-year-old stuff. I had an insane rant a couple days later that I'll spare you of accidentally poking a hole in my favorite jeans. So I just want to say I endorse none of this behavior. Kids, you will not gain 20 pounds, no matter how long this strike lasts. And go easy on your parents because they were probably not planning for this.
Yeah. Now, this strike from 30 years ago did go on for almost 4 weeks. So by the end, what was 13-year-old Phyllis thinking?
Well, yeah, we were supposed to start September 4th and we went back October 1st. So here's what I was writing towards the end of the strike. Wednesday, September 25th. Yesterday, Booth Gardner, Bill, who was that?
That would be the governor back then.
Right. Talked to the teachers and school district officials. So maybe school will start soon. I had a dream last night that I was in a t-shirt shop. I kept seeing Leave It to Beaver t-shirts for $2.75, but they kept disappearing. In another one, I was Arnold of Different Strokes, and I met the Beave, and I was beating him at cards.
Nice job, Arnold.
Yeah, so I'm aware of what's going on in that entry, but I would say that the TV is getting to me at this point, and this is not good.
Right.
So finally, Monday, September 30th. I'm so nervous. I'm so excited. School starts tomorrow. I can't wait. I'm going to wear my black stretch pants, big shirt with colored dots, and maybe a black belt, all stuff that my Aunt Patsy bought me in Juneau. So, you know, that was it. I went back to school the next day.
So now, Phyllis, because parents are dealing with this 30 years later, you are a parent now. Your son was supposed to start school yesterday. So in that light, what do you think about the current strike?
Well, so I've done two strikes as a student, right? Two as a reporter. And on this one, I would say we had warning shots for sure. We had the one-day walkout in the spring. We've had McCleary not being funded. People who were hip to this definitely knew that it was a contract year for Seattle Public Schools. And the last two contracts were contentious. So, you know, I thought I was being all smart by having yesterday off and the day off before that. But what I'm going to do now is mark my calendar for contract years and put in for 3 weeks off in September. And I'm a staycation person anyway. I never use all my vacation. It's a privileged thing to be able to do that. But I think it's going to help us out.
Thinking ahead now, that's grown-up Phyllis Fletcher sharing some notes from her diary during the 1985 teacher strike in Seattle.